Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, another piece of garbage just walked into the studio here this morning. David Noble supporting Donald Trump. So nice to see some more garbage
Not only am I garbage for being a Trump supporter, but I'm wondering if I'm still welcome here, Aaron, because number one, I like to ride bike, and I use the bike lane. But number two, I actually grow radishes and pick radishes. And I heard there was some negative.
You were listening to the Joker yesterday?
Yeah, but no, honestly, I'm actually pretty good at growing radishes. Hysterical. And so the whole radish picker thing, I was just, wondering if I'm okay here.
Yeah, no, this is so funny. Yes, well, are they organic radishes, though? I guess.
They're heirloom, yeah. Or heirloom, organic, because I only use organic fertilizers. I don't use chemical fertilizers in my garden, so it would be an heirloom radish. The great thing about radishes is they'll pop up real early in the spring, even sometimes before your last frost, and they can survive a frost. And they get real crisp if you grow them in colder weather. And so here in the springtime in Billings, oh man, I'm a radish picker.
I like radishes. So on the Billings Last Diet, they have a list of food that's unlimited. Hey, if you're really hungry, here's some foods you can eat like an unlimited amount of. I think radishes are one, if I'm not mistaken. They used to have cucumbers on there, but the celery is another one. So what I would do is I'd get the calorie-free balsamic and my olive oil ration for the day, and I would mix that in with, like, radishes and celery and cucumbers and everything. And so if I was just, like, at that point in the day, it's like, okay, I just want to eat something. That's what I would do. And so that was a little trick.
Okay, so you don't really, you're not all that much against radish pickers.
I'm not anti-radish, no. And there's some great mountain bikers that are solid conservatives, too. But wasn't that hysterical when John dropped in and we were talking about the left wing Bernie Sanders Elizabeth Warren supporter in the John Tester commercials. It's like they had to go pick this guy out of Oregon,
off
to
the
show
organic
up.
Farm.
Yeah. Like they pull this ponytail liberal Bernie Sanders supporter out of Oregon to show up in a John Tester commercial. Meanwhile, there's two Navy SEALs right here in Montana that served with Tim Sheehy, like Bo Richenbeck, who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan, like Greg Putnam, a rancher here in Montana who served with Tim Sheehy. But the liberal media in Montana, they won't go talk to the Montanans that served with Tim Sheehy.
Did they promote
the liberal guy from Oregon.
I saw a news clip where John Tester was attacking Tim Sheehy, and then John Tester said stolen valor is a serious thing. Did you see that?
Did John Tester actually say that in his own
words? John Tester said something about Tim Sheehy. I'll find that article and we'll talk about it. I can't believe these people have no shame. These people have no self-respect, no self. To make the allegations and to attack Tim Sheehy the way they are.
Oh, it's despicable.
And then to accuse him of stolen valor, that is, I mean, I don't know how these people sleep at night.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's like, go read the actual Bronze Star for Valor citation. Go read the actual Purple Heart that he received. Yeah. John Tester is a piece of garbage with the way he's been acting in this election in particular. Not his supporters, but him.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The glowing media coverage of Kamala Harris's anti-Trump speech on the Washington Mall was dramatically interrupted by President Biden, who said the following, talking about the racist comic at the Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, and saying, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters." The comic had talked about Puerto Rico as an floating island of garbage. And then he kind of stumbled, and then he said, well, his demonization of Latinos is unconscionable and it's un-American. No wonder Axios and others reporting that Kamala Harris doesn't want to campaign with the president. That is immediately being compared to Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables in 2016. And she was asked about it, and she said, he clarified his comments, but I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. Tim Walz was asked about it, a distraction she didn't need. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today, a few late-day rain showers possible in the Bozeman area. High temperatures from the upper 40s in Bozeman to about 53 in Billings. For tonight, we can expect cloudy skies with some chances for rain showers turning to snow showers, mainly in the Bozeman area. Lows from the mid-20s in Bozeman, low 30s in the Billings vicinity. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Not just one, not just two. Heck, there's two Navy SEALs that served with Tim Sheehy that live in Montana alone that are backing Tim Sheehy in a powerful ad in the U.S. Senate race here. There's over 19 Navy SEALs and EOD technicians along with the SEAL Team 2 commander who are all backing Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. You got to check out the videos and much more. Get the facts, not the liberal spin. Go to MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
Robin.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, David, I got a woke update of the week for you. This is a rant I want to get started on here. So, David, I don't know if you saw this here, but NBC Montana had a story. EV chargers available at APGAR Visitor Center at Glacier National Park. So they used our taxpayer dollars to install electric vehicle chargers at the APGAR Visitor Center parking lot. And then get this, they're letting people power their cars free of charge for up to 2 hours. So wait a minute. I, as a Montanan, if I'm in Kalispell or Whitefish and I want to do what I got to do all the time as a kid and say, hey, let's go drive. You know, let's go up the Going to the Sun Road. Let's go to Logan Pass. Let's go drive through Glacier National Park. I can't do that unless I have a reservation. But my taxpayer dollars are paying for some Seattle guy to charge his EV. Where's my free gas pump at the APGAR Visitor Center? If they get free electricity, why don't I get free gas?
You know? Well, and my question is the APGAR Visitor Center, is that the same place where the Glacier National Park, the Park Service, had to remove the signs they had put up saying all the glaciers were going to be melted by 2020 due to man-made global warming? I wonder if that's the same location. Why are we getting so many of these woke stories out of Glacier these days?
Oh, man. Well, and that's the other thing about these woke climate alarmists is that you had a superintendent of Glacier, one of these liberal superintendents of Glacier, you know, one of these bureaucrats who talked openly several years ago about shutting down the road altogether because he didn't want people driving through Glacier National Park. And so because he wants to make it all natural. Okay, but yet now you guys are installing electric vehicle charging stations. What, people can't charge up before they get to the park or when they exit the park? Why do you got to do it inside the park, right? You know, I mean, that's kind of ironic, too, from a woke standpoint.
Oh, the whole thing is completely ironic. Hey, can I say something here real quick? I've been wanting...
No, this is not America. I don't know if you got the memo. You are not allowed to say what you want to say. Maybe after Tuesday you can have free speech again. But for now, it's no free speech.
So I'm thinking, okay, so there's been all these predictions about what's happening, where we're at in the race, how we're all feeling. Right, and lots of people, I mean, at least on the conservative side, I feel like people are sensing either number one, I'm hearing lots of predictions that it's going to be stolen, that Kamala Harris is going to win because it's going to get stolen. Or a lot of people are just so down and so negative and so black-pilled that they think that, you know, look, there's just too many Americans that are dependent upon the government handout. They're going to vote for Kamala Harris. You know, there's lots of folks out there that are optimistic about Donald Trump winning, but they'll say, well, even if Trump wins, there's going to be BLM Antifa riots on the streets, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if you saw this story recently. Elon Musk said that he thinks he can cut $2 trillion from the $7 trillion blown out federal budget.
And
so, but here, think about this, Aaron. What if the actual outcome here is not anything that anybody is actually anticipating, but would actually be maybe the least likely outcome, but would be the best for the country, which would be a Trump victory that's so strong that it sends the message that I think you even mentioned this earlier, like we want a victory so strong, a Tim Sheehy victory that's so strong, a Donald Trump victory that's so strong, that we continue the trend that we see of corporations getting rid of their DEI departments and their woke. You know, you've seen of corporations moving away from DEI and woke policies really in the last couple of years, which frankly is surprising when you've got a Democrat in the White House. Trump wins. What if Trump wins, Tim Sheehy wins, they go in, we actually cut $2 trillion from the federal budget like Elon yeah. Musk wants. We actually secure the border. We actually rejuvenate economic growth in this country through Trump's trade policies and manufacturing policies. What if the media finally realized they're completely out of touch with the American people? What if this is such a strong victory that all the corporations get rid of their woke policies, that the media stops trying to lie to us so badly?
Yeah.
Elon Musk, nationally and locally.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I think, I mentioned this briefly. I ran into a friend yesterday and we had this conversation that we want the victory Tuesday nationally be so big that these Antifa types just put their skateboards down and they put their Molotov cocktails down because they're
right.
like, okay,
right.
you know what?
We're outnumbered.
Yeah.
We're a minority. That's what we need them thinking.
Sit the hell down. Stop burning America. And then locally here in Montana, I want a victory so big on Tuesday that these phony environmental groups get the message and they say, you know what? We just need to move to another state because right. Montana is not friendly. We're not gonna have friendly liberal judges anymore that just cash our paychecks for us.
Right.
And the Northern Plains Resource Council and the rest of these frauds get the hell out of Montana because they don't have daddy money cakes John Tester sending right. paychecks their direction anymore.
Well, and Aaron, I think it makes a difference whether Montana elects Tim Sheehy with a 51% of the vote or whether we send Tim Sheehy to the U.S. Senate with 65%. Of the vote. And Montana,
yeah.
I think I can't remember.
Or even 56%.
Yeah.
yeah.
But we should, and it also makes a difference whether we vote for Trump at 55% to 45, or whether we're going to go like we did in 16 and 20 and give 65% support to Trump. But all of those things depend on us. Vote, vote, vote. I've already voted, Aaron. I encourage everybody to vote, vote, vote. And at this point, it's too late to mail the ballot in. And so if you've got your absentee ballot, you got to go hand it in. I mailed mine as soon as I got it, which is cool. Great thing about Montana is you can go on the Secretary of State's website, double check that they've actually received your ballot. And they have received my ballot. I have voted, and
me
I
too.
Encourage everybody to vote.
Me
vote,
too.
Vote.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people are doing it. 64% of latest count absentee ballots have already been returned. Yellowstone County, I'm looking at that. Almost 70% in Yellowstone County has already been
That's
returned.
Incredible.
I think this spells good news for the GOP.
The Brett Baer Minute.
The latest Fox News power rankings move Arizona, key battleground state, from toss-up to lean Republican. What does this mean for the race? And with six states still remaining in that toss-up category, what could tip the scale in either the presidential candidate's race to 270 electoral votes? Host of the Guy Benson Show on Fox News Radio, Guy Benson.
Yeah, well, specifically in Arizona, you're right. It's not just polling. And you'll see the occasional poll that still has her tied or maybe up a point. Overall, the polling looks to be in Trump's column, at least for the moment. And more importantly to me is this more than 100,000 vote lead that the Republicans have established for themselves in that state in the early vote so far. It seems, from what I've heard from people there, pretty promising for the Republicans. And you mentioned Nevada. There are Democrats seeming to sound the alarm there on the early vote as well.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area today, a few late-day rain showers possible in the Bozeman area. High temperatures from the upper 40s in Bozeman to about 53 in Billings. For tonight, we can expect cloudy skies with some chances for rain showers turning to snow showers, mainly in the Bozeman area. Lows from the mid-20s in Bozeman, low 30s in the Billings vicinity. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
They've been referred to as the Sons of Montana. Judge Dan Wilson and County Attorney Corey Swanson, an Iraq War veteran and prosecutor running for Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. The Sons of Montana will join us in studio for Thursday's Montana Talks. They'll be with us for the full hour, taking your phone calls and more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk even when we have a guest on the show. Statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Next week on November 6th, the Montana State University in Bozeman will play host to the 2024 Montana AgTech Innovation and Investment Summit. Chris Averill with the Montana Agricultural Business Association says the summit brings together leaders in agriculture, technology, and investment.
Bringing people together, bringing our growers and producers, bringing folks in venture capital, bringing folks in academia together to talk about some of the trends they're seeing, some of the innovations that Montana businesses are adopting and creating.
Held in conjunction with Montana State University Celebrate Ag Week and hosted by the Montana Agricultural Business Association, Montana Department of Agriculture, and the university, attendees can explore the latest advancements in ag tech with sessions on artificial intelligence, climate solutions, energy transitions, and more. There's even a speed pitch contest for entrepreneurs to showcase ideas.
There's going to be a lot of discussion about AI and how that impacts agriculture and how you can. There's going to be a lot of excitement around value-added ag. We're excited to have folks from the financial services ecosystem that fund different projects and different opportunities come and be a part of this. And we're really excited to hear from the growers and from the folks on the ground and from the MSU students and faculty.
Get your tickets for the event by visiting Montana Ag Tech Summit online. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I was going to try to sneak on Don and Billings before the break, but man, time just flies by. Thankfully, Don, I think, is still on the phone lines. Don, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Well, my latest sources say that Tester's having a new house built in D.C., a multi-million. So whether he gets elected or not, if he doesn't, what's he going to do? Probably be a lobbyist.
Oh, he's already sitting high on the hog. He will be sitting even higher on the hog after he hopefully loses on Tuesday because, oh, yeah, Chuck Schumer is going to make sure he is taken care of financially. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me of Roscoe, you know, the Montana Power thing and da-da-da, and then he left. You haven't heard from him for, whatever, 15 years.
But you hear from him now, don't you? Because he's getting his pockets lined by, you know, all these various, insider deals, right?
Yeah. So point being, Tester, he doesn't really care about Montana. He's going to be back east. So then Chameleon, her only job was the borders. Now we got the, you know, I taught school for 50 years, so I'm kind of upset about all the fentanyl drugs in respect of our potential leaders. I mean, if she can't even do the borders, what do you want? How can she do the country? So the KISS effect, keep it simple, stupid. They can't even do simple things. So I think the borders are a major problem because it relates to everything.
Oh, totally.
They're down on number 7 on the list or less.
Hey, thanks for serving as a school teacher for all those years. Would you ever have imagined that now schools across Montana would need Narcan? They would need, you know, instead of the fire extinguisher on the wall, you would have to have Narcan on the wall in case kids overdose on fentanyl in middle school.
Well, and I coach 3 sports, all girls, and can you imagine having a transgender playing volleyball? And just like the one where the girl got hit, and now she has all kinds of health issues. And I honor the teams that won't play a transgender team member.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Hey, great to hear from you, Don. Thanks for calling in. David Noble, your thoughts?
Well, great call. And people are just so sick of all the ads. And $226 per Montana spent on this race. I saw the Tester campaign spent $70 million to Tim Sheehy's $20 million. Kamala Harris has hundreds of millions of dollars more than Donald Trump. You know, there's this old canard in politics about money buys elections and money's the only thing that matters in elections. And actually, Republicans prove over and over and over again that it's not all about money. Republicans win elections when we're underfunded all the time. I think you're likely to see Tim Sheehy beat an overfunded John Tester if we all get out and vote. And same with Trump over Kamala Harris. I do think this is a very, very scary time because what you're going to see, I think, and you were talking about this earlier today, and lots of other people have talked about it, but the Democrats get a bare majority in the Senate. They get rid of the filibuster. They can immediately pass an amnesty bill, add 30, 40, 50 million citizens to the voter rolls. They can add Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. as a Senate, as states, add four permanent Democrat senators. They can pack the Supreme Court. I mean, these are some very, very extreme, severe changes the Democrats can put into place. And they've admitted it. They've come out and said they'll do it. I don't think that message is really getting through to the American electorate. I don't think people realize what we're on the precipice of here. If the Democrats actually win this thing, this could be the end of our country as we know it, getting rid of the filibuster, adding states, adding 50 million new citizens, criminal illegal aliens as voting citizens. That would permanently destroy the country forever. And we could never recover from that, period. Yeah. You know, a lot of people always say, hey, isn't it going to take a severe economic downturn or a severe crime wave or something really, really bad happening for the American people to finally realize that you cannot let Democrats control government and end up with good government? And that's why, to me, if we can actually win this election, if we can all get out and vote, if we can all encourage our neighbors to vote, if we can all encourage our, at this point, all that matters is vote, 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 get out the vote, talk to your friends about voting, talk to your family about voting, help people vote, offer to help people vote, post on social media about voting, text everybody you can text about voting, call everybody you can call about voting, just vote, 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 get everybody. And if we can do that, think about that. Think about if we actually can change the course of our country for the better before it gets so, so bad that we're all desperate.
And is it not bad enough already? And how much worse do things need to get for it? Yeah, I get where you're coming from. It's like, yeah, things are bad in America right now, but you think this is bad, you just wait for it.
The whole thing about, like, you know, are you better off than you were 4 years ago is oftentimes a dangerous question to ask because the American economy is so resilient despite Democrats.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, David mentioned campaign spending, and isn't it interesting that the left-wing candidates for Montana Supreme Court have to hide who they are to try to get elected? Everybody else, with that R behind their name, when they tell you who they are and what they support, they're like, share about, that's why I was so excited I talked over the Fox News update there. But David, one thing I wanted to share before we get to our next caller on the phone lines here is I was very pleased to see the Republican State Leadership Committee's Judicial Fairness Initiative. They just launched a $300,000 ad campaign in support of constitutional conservatives Corey Swanson for Chief Justice and Dan Wilson for Associate Justice on the Montana Supreme Court. Because you made a great point about how it's – I think one thing we're going to be pleased about on Tuesday, I hope anyway, is that – despite the massive spending by the left and the Democrats, we're still going to defeat them in most of the races. I still worry about these Supreme Court races because people don't know who these people actually are. You've got, you know, Bitigary and Lynch are far left activists, but they're masquerading as moderates. And they're going to have a lot more money behind them than Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson will have behind them.
And all the mailers coming in attacking Swanson and Wilson are just full of lies. Aaron, one thing that I heard Judge Wilson, just to be real quick, then we go to the call. Judge Wilson, I heard speak recently. Somebody asked him in the crowd, hey, What is what can the Supreme Court do about all of the crime and the lack of law and order in our country? And Judge Wilson said that's a critically important issue for the Montana Supreme Court has issued rulings that basically say if a cop is on a high speed chase and the criminal evader passes a no trespassing sign, the cop has to stop. Even if the criminal invader is actually trespassing themselves and these other things like that. And so what Judge Wilson said is that some of these soft on crime rulings from the Montana Supreme Court have actually made it so our police officers in Montana and other law enforcement aren't able to really do their jobs because they're worried about evidence getting thrown out. They're worried about potential claims being made against them. They're worried about other things because of these Montana. So not only is these Montana Supreme Court races really, really important to have constitutional Supreme Court justices, but also it's a crime and order, law and order issue.
Yeah, well said. Let's come back to that here in a second. Let's go to Tom in Billings on the phone lines. Tom, we got about a minute before the break.
Yeah, not a problem. I just wanted to bring something up. Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress, spent 4 months in prison. Merrick Garland was held in contempt of Congress. They didn't even put him in anywhere. The Montana Supreme Court is going after AG. RAG, because he made them mad because of a statement. And they want to take away his license, suspend his license for 3 months. How about we go after Merrick Garland and suspend his license for 3 months? Then we can change out the AG.
It's so obvious that there is a dual system of justice here. A whole host of Democrat officials refused to testify before Congress. Never got put behind bars, but, they're going to go get that Steve Bannon guy, aren't they? Tom, thanks for the call. More to follow with David Noble right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, this is great. Later today, in fact, David, I wish you could join me and co-host the 9 o'clock hour of the show with me today because we've got both Supreme Court candidates, the sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson, are going to be in the house in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And I've deliberately not been scheduling a lot of guests. And I've encouraged candidates, hey, candidates, if you want to be on the show, just call in.
If I was a candidate, I'd be calling in almost every day.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. It's like some of them, like, it's like they wait for us to send them a bouquet of flowers and invite them on the show. And it's like, dude, the phone lines have been open almost all week long.
It's like when my mom used to tell me it's dinner time and then I wouldn't come up and she'd say, what do you need, an engraved invitation?
Hey, Ma! You're like... remember the ESPN reporter who did that funny video where he was downstairs playing video games? Hey, Ma! yelling for dinner. You know?
Yeah. So I actually would like an engraved invitation someday from you.
Well, if anybody deserves it, it's you. It's the great David Noble.
The great David Noble.
Are you listening, Mrs. Noble? The great David Noble in the house here. But yeah, no, it's a... You and I were kind of talking during the break, and I can't remember if you mentioned it off air too or on the air too right before we went to the break. But, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, look, we've got a liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court that's just, you know, they're ruling from a partisan manner. These are partisan Democrats that are saying, we don't like what the Republicans did there, so we're just going to throw that law out. We're going to throw that law out. And that is an important conversation. There are a lot of very good laws that have huge support from Montanans that got thrown in the trash can. But you told me during the break, and I think this is such a great point. When we talk with the sons of Montana later this morning, we need to start by what truly matters to Montanans, and that is crime. And we have got a soft on crime Montana Supreme Court right now. And so I think that's a great topic to kick off the conversation with.
Yeah, and like I said, I just recently heard Judge Wilson kind of talk about that issue specifically because it was raised by an audience member, and it just kind of struck me as, wow, that really is an important part of the Supreme Court, is crime and law and order and things like that. And I think Judge Wilson, and I'm assuming County Attorney Corey Swanson also, they both have really, really good ideas about how to improve the Montana Supreme Court's rulings on the some of these criminal issues, and Judge Wilson particularly, but I'm sure Corey Swanson's right there with it. And if we can get a Montana Supreme Court that is tougher on crime, I think everybody would support that. Wouldn't that be nice to take a bite out of crime, as they like to say?
Well, he was telling me how Judge Wilson, I was at one of his events, and I love listening to Judge Wilson because I feel like, you know, you went to law school, I did not. But one of the things I miss about college, and one of the things I love, you know, I went to college in Washington, D.C. at Howard University. And one of the things I love about that environment is just the lectures, the seminars.
So you're a lecture fan.
I'm a lecture fan. That's right. And I follow at lecture fan on Twitch and Twitter. But
you literally just said you like lectures.
That's right. Yeah.
I do too.
Yep. Yep. I get lectured a lot. and I deserve it for every time.
But no, but listening to Judge Wilson, it is like getting a law school lecture a lot of times. It's awesome.
He's fascinating to listen to. I wish we could have him here for an entire 4-hour morning show where we just talk with Judge Wilson about the law. He was talking about the U.S. Supreme Court and the affirmative action case and how Ketanji Brown Jackson literally just made up her decision out of thin air. She didn't use case law to make her decision. She didn't use facts. What would you call it? An amicus brief that was filed by some, you know, far left activist group. And they made up a claim.
Oh, that's right. I remember
out
that.
Of thin air.
Yep.
And
she relied on it in her opinion.
And she used this claim from an amicus brief that was the stat was bogus. It was false statistics. But she used that to justify her decision, not the case law, not any relevant case law whatsoever. Now, for us non-lawyer types, that sounds like inside baseball, but explain why that matters.
Well, it matters because cases and what courts have done in the past, that's how we as a society know what the law is. That's how we have any kind of certainty in what we're doing is you can say, okay, look, I know that like I can go do XYZ or ABC and that's going to be okay because there's this case out there where a court said that, you know, that's totally fine. Well, when you have courts that are making decisions and not doing it based on, you know, pre-existing law and just sort of making it up, that's a problem because it destroys certainty and predictability in the law. It also happens to be unconstitutional to the extent that it's the judiciary creating laws as opposed to simply, you know, implementing the Constitution and applying it, things like that. There's a whole bunch of problems with it, but it's untethered from the Constitution is the primary issue.
Yeah, I forgot. I got a couple of great messages here on our Montana Talks app. We were talking about, you know, Donald Trump, you know, driving the trash truck into the rally, and then he wore the reflective vest, that he was wearing from the garbage truck on the drive-in. Logan in Roundup had a great message here. How fitting Trump decided to dress as a garbage man. Because we're sending him to the swamp to take out the trash. God bless Donald J. Trump. Evan and Belt says, so the two-faced tester said that Biden is 100% with it. So this absolutely means that he thinks we are garbage. Evan, all you got to do is read John Tester's book. Well, don't waste your money on the book. Just go read the excerpt that the NRSC tweeted out the other day. John Tester said that you are just a scared white person and that you are racist, and that's why you voted for Donald Trump. He actually put that in his freaking book. Where's the Q2 story? Where's the NBC Montana story? Where are all these guys? John Tester called people in Montana scared white people, and he called you racist because you voted for Donald J. Trump. And, but the fake news media will never ask him a tough question.
And behind closed doors, he'll say you're stupid too, and he'll say you're ignorant, and he'll say you're a rural know nothing loser. He'll say all sorts of horrible things behind. You know what's interesting though, Aaron, is people like me and you, we'll give the benefit of the doubt to these Democrat voters. We'll say, hey, These are a lot of them are probably decent Americans. They just haven't been informed yet through either their own lack of action or because they've fallen for the propaganda that's getting pumped at them all the time. But we give these Democrat voters the benefit of the doubt. We don't assume that all of these people that are voting for Kamala Harris and John Tester are actually evil communists that hate America. A lot of them are good Americans that are that have just been brainwashed or haven't had the time to look into it. But they don't give us the same kind of benefit of the doubt.
You forgive them for they know what they have done. They know not what they have done, right? They don't know what they are doing.
Donald Trump is just turning into a comedian in the closing day. And that's so good, too, because Donald Trump has a great sense of humor. Well, a fantastic sense of humor.
You remember when we were downtown Bozeman the day of the Trump rally, and you came up, and I was doing that Americans for Prosperity event and right on Main Street, and you came up and you were doing your Twitch TV podcast streaming live. And I think it was right before you got there. I had a couple of friends from Glasgow, Montana walk by and we got to say hi to each other. The gal that was with him had a Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, or was Tim Walz the guy yet at that point? She had a Kamala Harris t-shirt on. And we had a nice conversation. Hey, how are you guys doing? And I know he's definitely, you know, a left-leaning guy. But they're still good people. Now, we might disagree on politics, they're still, you know, I'm not going to call them trash right. just because they're right. voting for somebody else. Now, I think that her policies are trash. I think that if they vote for that, for John Tester and Kamala Harris, it's going to mean very dangerous things for this country. But I don't believe that they personally are trash. We disagree. I might think that they're misguided, but they think I'm misguided. Right. So
now if you're an actual communist, you're an actual Marxist. Maybe we'll call you some names. But
Ken in Great Falls, he loves the communism. He really does. He got so excited one day. I was doing a radio show with the author of The Red Corner from Plentywood, Montana, back when there were actual communists in Northeast Montana, and Ken was so excited that I was doing the show that day because he loves the communists.
So have you ever heard of the theory that...
Which is why he's a climate alarmist, by the way.
Right. Have you ever heard the theory, though, that the communists in America, they never really went away. They just took over the Democrat Party in the 60s. I don't know. I mean, I've heard that theory before because there used to be actual, like, the American Communist Party or whatever. There used to be open communists.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, you remember when FDR... was running for president, there was this big split between FDR and then an all-out socialist candidate. And so, and you know, FDR beat the socialist, but now this is not even the party of FDR anymore. This is the party of the all-out socialists. It's crazy what this party has become. It's crazy what they've been. It's even crazier what they've become.
But they won't admit it, though, Aaron. They're out there lying, pretending that they're in favor of freedom. Kamala Harris's entire... Freedom! Freedom! She's got that song where she's bragging about freedom. What kind of lunacy is this? What planet are they on? Freedom!
And she says Donald Trump wants to put his political opponents in jail, as they are currently jailing their political opponents.
The irony is too rich.
That's right. All right, a few more minutes with the great David Noble right after this.
I'm Maria Cantwell. Too many politicians are too busy fighting each other, but I just want to get things done to make people's lives better. I led a bipartisan initiative to bring computer chip manufacturing and other supply chains back to America, generating billions in private sector investment. To make the chips that run our cars, our appliances, and even our farm equipment, creating jobs, boosting our competitiveness, and lowering costs. It's beginning to work.
Paid for by Friends of Maria.
Fox News commentary.
So Kamala agreed to do the Rogan podcast, but only on her terms. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Donald Trump took time out of his campaign schedule to fly to the set of the Joe Rogan podcast in Austin, Texas for a three-hour, no-holds-barred interview. It's been seen at least tens of millions of times. But Kamala is apparently too good to do the same. Joe Rogan announced he is working with the Kamala team to make an interview happen, but the Kamala camp has a list of petty demands. According to Rogan, Kamala wants to pick the date, demands the Rogan crew come to her, and will only sit for an hour-long interview. Well, to his credit, at least to this point, Joe Rogan isn't budging, and he shouldn't. Why is Kamala too good to sit for the same podcast for the same duration in the same location as her opponent Donald Trump? What makes her some special case? I think we can all read between the lines. Kamala can't hack it. She couldn't make it through a three-hour unscripted interview with someone who doesn't have a vested interest in her victory. Well, that's too bad, Kamala. You can take it or you can leave it. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The old adage cash is king no longer seems to ring true as phones take on more of the work of wallets and people rethink how much they still need to carry in cash. 4 in 10 Americans say none of their purchases in a typical week are paid for using cash, according to a survey from the Pew Research Center. Still, those who do carry cash, on average, it's about $67 as of 2021. And if you still like to carry cash, how much should you keep even for emergencies? The Wall Street Journal spoke to financial advisors, executives, and security experts for advice on the best approach. One advisor recommends $30 just to cover small transactions, while many add that paying in cash might help curb overspending, since the emotional impact of spending with bills is greater than paying with a phone or credit card. And if you want to forego cash altogether, financial advisors say you should leave home with no more than 2 or 3 credit cards.
TechUSA.com or at your local CVS.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right. Hey, we got a great show lined up for you here all morning long. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I already told you, we got the Sons of Montana. Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson in the house. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Andale, Andale, Mama, E.I., Eric Iverson, E.I., a great pollster. We need to get a warm-up song for you too, David, when you're in the house with us here.
Kidding.
So, yeah,
but, although I don't think there's a lot of great rap songs about college lectures.
Yeah. Well, maybe White and Nerdy by Weird Al Yankovic for the lecturer, you know?
Right.
You see me rolling. Eric Iverson is going to be in the house. He gave kind of a polling update at the Montana Chamber of Commerce meeting yesterday, so he's going to be in. He's a great guy and great insight. Very looking forward to that. And then we got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, with the monthly update. Let me see. We are getting very short on time, but we got Henry Kriegel on the phone lines from Bozeman. Henry, what did you want to share?
Hey, Aaron, I want to thank you for your excellent article yesterday debunking the testers' lies and that Navy SEALs' lies about Tim Sheehy. These are desperate acts from a failing campaign, and I'm so glad that you took the time to debunk that on air. Man, we got to get out. These ads are designed to distract us from the big issues that are affecting the country, and they're designed to cast doubt in the minds of supporters of Tim Sheehy and Donald Trump. That's what it's all about.
And well said.
I'm thankful that you debunked it, man, because we got to get out there and vote in full force and defeat John Tester once and for all. He is desperate. He knows he's losing, and these are desperate acts of people who cast false allegations upon an individual who is a war hero and combat veteran and a successful businessman who will lead our country in the right direction. So if you listeners out there like the direction of the country the past 3-4 years, John Tester is your man. And if you don't, Tim Sheehy is your guy. So thank you, Aaron Flint.
Hey, well said. No, thank you. And Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Action. Man, you guys have been doing yeoman's work. David, yeah, they've knocked like 400,000 or 500,000 doors across Montana. It's just incredible. You know, we
to see folks actually hitting the streets to get the job done here.
Well, that's fantastic and good. I'm glad they're doing that as opposed to paying for more ads. I was shocked to see a TV news station actually quote somebody here in Montana saying that they're so sick of all of the John Tester ads and that they actually felt that it was harassment by John Tester. The way John Tester, the way John Tester is forcing the same commercial over and over and over again. And people are like, hey, I just want to watch TV. And they have to sit there and get harassed by John Tester and his $70 million plus $100 million or whatever of outside spending on him. And even the TV news, I was shocked to see this. They said, They're like, it's the same thing over and over and over again. I'm so sick of it. It's harassment. I'm not paying attention. And it's like, I've never seen, have we ever seen $70 million flushed down the toilet as quickly as John Tester has?
I mean, flush what, the John.
How
flush
much of a bang? John. Yeah, like what kind of a bang for your buck are you getting when you're spending millions and millions of dollars to harass Montanans with the same ad over and over and over? What good is that doing?
Yeah. By the way, the article that Henry was referring to, go to MontanaTalks.com. Navy SEALs call BS on Tester's attack ad against Tim Sheehy. You can see the campaign ad featuring Navy SEAL Greg Putnam. It's a must watch. David, we got a great message from Sandy in Missoula, city council member Sandy Vasica. She's incredible. She says, I like lectures too. Maybe that's why I actually enjoy sitting through city council meetings.
There you go.
She enjoys sitting through city council meetings. Wow. Hey,
great minds think alike.
That's a special kind of person right there,
man. We need people like that.
We do. We absolutely do.
We also need people that enjoy going through city budgets and striking out spending priorities.
That's what Jennifer Owen's doing in Billings.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. Say thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.